we've seen the problems that Italy has had with the center in Lampedusa, where it was compared to a concentration camp or gulag earlier this year. They didn't have enough trained people in place, and often they didn't have adequate bedrooms and facilities for these people. And there's really no reason for that anymore. I mean, they know these people are coming. That said, there are a lot more people coming now. As we see today and in the previous months, people are risking the passage during the winter, which shows levels of desperation that haven't existed in the past. And the type of person that is coming has also changed. When I was on the island of Lampedusa, which is the first point of entry, at least it has been traditionally for the migrants, I was there just after the Arab Spring, and it was teeming with mainly Tunisian men. So it was young men who were risking the passage. Now what we're seeing are families, Syrians, Eritreans, people from other countries, people of all ages, and men and women.
Well, I mean, the Interior Minister also said that between 300,000 and 600,000 people in Libya alone are ready to board these smuggling boats to take them to Europe. I mean, is it really possible to quantify this, or is he just scaremongering?
Well, I think there's no doubt that there could be upwards of 600,000 Libyans wishing to get out of Libya right now. But whether or not they have the means, it's very expensive to pay for smugglers, or are willing to risk the passage where the seas, you know, may be calm when you leave, but they can get choppy. It's still the winter time, and the conditions are very unpredictable. So whether or not they're willing to take the risk, I don't think that is clear, and it's never really been clear to me how these sorts of predictions are made, you know, who they're talking to at the North African side of things. But what does seem clear to me is that the minister is repeating these numbers as a way to ring the alarm bells and get some more financial and logistical support from the rest of Europe. And this is what Italy has been asking for many years now. Most recently, the mayor of Lampedusa went to Brussels and was practically begging on her knees for support. The support hasn't come yet. We'll see what happens when Italy takes over the EU presidency this summer. Perhaps they'll have a little more sway. But, you know, the country is fairly frustrated at what it sees as a European problem that it has to face on its own.
Well, Italy beefed up its sea rescue operation last year after a boat capsized off Lampedusa, killing around 360 people. But obviously this increased policing is not having any impact on either people smugglers or the migrants.
That's right. Last fall, Italy introduced this rescue and surveillance Mare Nostrum operation, these huge ships. You know, it can be argued that, in fact, these ships are helping the smugglers. They're getting to the boats faster, but it also cuts down the smugglers' job because they know that these boats are out there. Now, they're not going to intercept every single boat, but they have sophisticated radar, they have helicopters, and a lot of the rescues that are now taking place much, much closer to North Africa used to take place much closer to Italy. And of course, you know, many ships disappeared completely. So this isn't, I'm certainly not arguing against getting rid of these ships, but it's not a solution.
So how does the public view this issue? Is there sympathy for these migrants, or is there growing anger that Italy has to deal with the problem?
You have to be careful to distinguish which Italians you're talking about. The Italians on Lampedusa are deeply frustrated, and the Italians who live in these communities where the welcome centers are set up, the process centers for the asylum seekers, they see what's going on, and they live it day in and day out, and it's deeply frustrating. And so far, they've shown immense solidarity with these people. There hasn't been a kind of blaming the victim mechanism. But at the same time, you also have to understand that most of the people who come over leave Italy. So it's not a problem that most Italians even see. you know, they'll leave the migrant centers in southern Italy, and then they're heading for Sweden, for England, for Germany. They understand that there's not great support in Italy for them. And most of them come from countries where there's a tradition of immigration to these northern European countries, not so much to Europe. So they're going where their family members are as well.